We didn't work on any of our repertoire before we got to Beijing 2 days before our first gig, and we sat in an apartment and we worked some stuff up. We weren't thinking to ourselves, oh, let's have two banjos and a cello and a fiddle in a band. This is a great idea. It was like, let's hang out in China, you guys. We'll make it work.
Fate works in funny ways. It brought Abigail Washburn to China in college. Now it finds her passion for the music of two countries expressed by an impressive cast of musicians called the Sparrow Quartet. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. From her solo work to the quartet Uncle Earl, Abigail Washburn's been an artist to watch in the Americana scene in recent years. But her musical heart is only partly here in the States. Time spent in China led her to pick up both the spoken and musical language. And now she's taken another step in mixing Eastern and Western traditions in her own songs, forming Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet. The instruments are cello, fiddle, and two banjos, and the musicians playing them are Ben Solly, Casey Treason, Abigail, and Bela Fleck. They're innovative players you've likely heard or should definitely look up, and a foursome that host John Platt recently welcomed to WFUV.
So if you encounter somebody who says, so tell us, what do you guys play? How do you describe it to the uninitiated?
Guys?
This is Ben. I came up yesterday with the idea of a collage. It being sort of a, I think that's a sort of a popular thought here, at least in the Americas, is the idea of finding random things that come together. And it's certainly not random because of Abby, which is what makes it all work. It's got that genuine feel to it. But it's a collage of who we all are right now in this global thing. So it's like Sino-American folk contemporary music. You know, contemporary folk music with a collage of all these different, you know, Chinese influences and bluegrass and funk and hip hop stuff on, with Casey and then my classical influence.
What is the reaction like between Eastern audiences and Western audiences?
Oh, man, that is a really tough question to answer. And the best answer I can give you is that American audiences are as broad as Chinese audiences. When we were in China, our audiences would range from very provincial universities out in the cornfields of Sichuan to the Shanghai Conservatory of Music, which is much like the Berklee School of Music. Mm-hmm. I think you could really compare the questions and the responses similar to how you imagine that would happen, for example, in Nowhere, Nebraska, which there actually is in Nowhere, Nebraska, and a Berklee College of Music. It's just a different response, you know.
So it's different within each country and not just between one part of the world and the other.
It's sure. really, yeah. yeah, local.
Go this day is here, skies are clear. Except your blinding constellation. Still you fall behind the west. Except this beating too.
That's Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet with a song called A Fuller Wine, performed live at the FUV studios. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.